Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. This is the first part of a three-part series that we're doing this week. We're doing three podcasts, all coming at you from Las Vegas at the Jayco Homecoming. So we are here in Las Vegas. We're enjoying time in Las Vegas, and we're checking out all the new 2020 Jayco RVs and all the new floor plans, and we're having some great food every night here at the Venetian in the Palazzo. I really do like this hotel.
Just as important as the RVs is the food.
But there's so much
In fact, they're setting up lunch around us as we're recording this, so you'll hear some ambient clinking.
There's been some glasses breaking every now and then.
You might hear that in the background. That's okay. We soldier on.
I'm really impressed with the Jayco display here because there's a lot that's new. You know, Stephanie and
this
I do...
This is a big year.
Big year. We do a lot of these events. We do the big RV shows, and sometimes from year to year, there's just not dramatic changes. Things look so different this year, and we're just really excited to talk about some of our favorite picks from the towable line and the motorized line of 2020 Jayco's.
In fact, there's so much that was really new and fresh across the entire Jayco brand that we really felt like when we did, we had a Facebook Live scheduled while we were here, and we almost couldn't pick and choose, and instead we just said, let's show everybody a million things.
We walked through the entire display.
Right.
We did an hour and 10-minute Facebook Live. We highlighted about 12 rigs.
Yeah.
We highlighted almost all the rigs we're going to talk about on the podcast, but in the show notes for this podcast, we will embed that Facebook Live, and you can pop some popcorn and sit down and get a good look at all these rigs.
Yeah, and we showed at least one interior from every single line, both towable and motorized, except the Melbourne. I think that the Melbourne is the only line.
We couldn't
that
cover
we didn't,
everything.
It was long,
we didn't do
and we
town
tried.
Either.
I know. Okay, you're
we
right.
We did the major
right,
categories.
Right. Yeah, a lot. Okay. So go over there to rvfta.com, look at the show notes for this episode, and you can watch that Facebook Live where we spent a lot of time inside the RVs because we know that that's what you guys love to really see. It's hard looking online at floor plans sometimes and figuring out what that actually looks like when it comes to life.
Yeah, you can see what it looks like when Jeremy and Stephanie are walking through it, slamming cabinet doors.
Figuring out how to put up a Murphy bed and down a Murphy bed.
The big picture here, though, I think Stephanie and I both agree that there's three things that we're really excited about in terms of what's new. And the major thing, and this is the thing that all the dealers are talking about, and this is everything that Jake, the people from Jayco are talking about this, the modern farmhouse interior and the lighter colored interiors in general are not in every single Jayco, in every single part of the Jayco lineup, but they're all over the place. They're available in so many models for 2020, and it's breathtaking. They're beautiful. I mean, people, the consumer has wanted this for a long, long time, and it's with Jayco, it's here. It's here right now.
So to back up, about a year ago, the product director, Chris Barth, who hopefully you've heard on our show, a couple of weeks ago he was on our show, he redesigned the Jayco Eagle lineup. And within that line, he offered two options, the modern farmhouse and then a more traditional.
I think it was called the American Tradition.
A traditional inside, right? And that was that darker wood that was a more traditional look. But they floated it out there into the marketplace in the Eagle line. And as he told us on our show a few weeks ago, the response was a grand slam.
Overwhelming. We actually talked to a dealer that said they only stock certain floor plans in the modern
because
farmhouse.
It's just become a deal. They said that this is the thing that has become the choice maker for people. So they come onto their lot and they look at 10 different RVs and they take the modern farmhouse
RV. They want
RV.
The interior.
Yep.
And to just make the point here, you're going to see that modern farmhouse in something as small as a Jayco Hummingbird and something as big as a Jayco North Point in the fifth wheel line. So it's really, it's not in everything, but it's in almost everything.
And it's not just the modern farmhouse that has been lightened up. So the thing that I was really happy to see was I also felt like there was another maybe unsung hero of sort of foreshadowing that lightened up, freshened up interior. 2 years ago, we were in Nashville for homecoming, and there was one motorized rig that had a really fresh interior, and that was the Melbourne Prestige. And I went into that, and I was like, this is amazing.
It looked like
I
an Airstream inside.
It was beautiful. It had a really gorgeous sort of modern European interior, and I loved it. Well, that kind of look has crept across the motorized line too. It's not just modern farmhouse. They have a couple of other names for it. Providence, in the Seneca specifically that we'll talk about, there's other versions of a lightened, brightened interior.
And it's a radical departure from brown.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and more brown.
The other thing that we're just learning about, because some of these things are really just being announced, is that there's some really major tech upgrades. So we have the new J Command. And this is available in a lot of the different Jayco RVs. I'll give you a list in a second. But it allows you to control a lot of your RV's features from your smartphone. Now, it's going to vary a little bit from rig to rig, but some of the systems you might be able to control now from an app are your generator, your light zones, your awnings, your tank monitoring, your leveling, your slide outs, your water pump, your water heater, and your tire pressure monitoring.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
And, you know, as I've been fiddling around with this inside the rigs that it's available in, what I noticed is that it feels as intuitive as our car, you know,
the car interfaces
like in our
Ford
now. Right. So I kind of felt like the first time that I started seeing these roll out, mostly in motorhomes, when I would look at it, one of the sales managers would have to show me what I was looking at and show me what I was supposed to do with this when we were looking at the higher end motorhomes years ago, you know, that were starting to use some of this smart technology. Well, I felt like these interfaces, like we just bought a new car, and along the bottom, you know, it has climate.
But more iPhone-like or Apple-like.
It felt the same way as that. I looked at it. I could easily see where I would go in to see the tanks or the slide-outs or the lights. It felt really easy to navigate. I didn't get lost in any menus. And I think that's been the case in the past.
And you can download the app from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. And let me just tell you which Jayco models it's available. It's available in the Jayco Embark, the Class A diesel, the Seneca, the North Point, the Pinnacle, the Seismic, the Talon, the Eagle and Eagle HT, the Whitehawk, and it's optional in the J-Flight and J-Feather. So lots of options to get the J Command. And we're really excited to kind of learn more about that. And like Stephanie said, she's been walking in there and pressing buttons and messing around with
it's just like using my car interface. There's no difference. I'm pretty impressed by it. And the key will be like exciting to see what the reception is, you know, for people actually using it and how it functions. You know, as Chris Barth, my favorite term for, you know, that he always uses is camping correct. Like, does this serve people as well as at the campground as it does at an RV show or on an RV dealership lot?
The third thing we're really excited about, and we just really feel like it's time, like the time has arrived. You should be able to order solar from the factory at the factory level. It should not be like the consumer has to install it or you have to just hope that your dealer is good at installing it. So now in select Jayco travel trailers in Eagle, Eagle HT and models above that, like say like the North Point fifth wheels, you can check a box and order a solar setup from GoPower and it will arrive at your dealer with the solar already set up. And it's a very particular set they have from GoPower. It's like a one panel, two battery set. And there might be some other larger options too. But it actually costs less for you to check it as an option when you're ordering your Jayco than it would be for you to order it from Amazon. So you get it for less from Jayco, and it's installed
and
at the factory level.
GoPower has been one of our podcast partners for about a year and a half now. And I am just so happy that, you know, two of our big supporters of this
podcast,
like
they got married,
that Jayco and GoPower have both been working to make solar a more consumer-friendly and also price-friendly point-friendly option.
This is what
people.
I would say. Even if you're not sure how and where you'd use a solar setup, and a lot of you know, we're dry camping, we're out in BLM land, we know we'd use solar. But for the consumer out there that's not even sure if you'd use it because you do a lot of camping at campgrounds with full hookups, it is so affordable. Can you please just check the box for me?
Right.
Because there'll be a point where you're spending the night in a Cabela's parking lot or something like that, and you'll be like, oh, okay, this is awesome. I have it, and I didn't spend a whole lot on it.
Yeah, and we were just talking to some of the GoPower folks that are hanging out here at the show, helping support, you know, dealers and what this is and how this is going to look on their lot and everything. And we were talking a lot about batteries. And I just thought, you know what? That's the next thing they're going to come on our show. They're so focused on educating the customer. Every time we have a conversation with our friends at GoPower, they teach us something else. And I feel like that's their goal. And as long as that's their goal, they're going to be successful at what they're doing.
And they talk in layman's terms.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. I mean, they break it down in a simple way that anybody can understand.
And speaking of which, we've been pushing this all season long. If you are at the beginning of your solar journey, make sure you go over to gpelectric.com/ebook and download that free solar reference guide that they have for RVers. The reason why it is so helpful is it's changed the way I think about solar. Like when Doug, who we love at GoPower, was talking to us yesterday, he said he was talking about that gas tank analogy again. And I'm telling you, it helped me so much. Just their analogies have helped me understand solar, like you said, as a layperson.
Well, and just to break it down for you, your RV is always on if you have solar.
Yeah.
I mean, if your RV's out in your driveway, you don't have to worry about having a 50-amp hookup or plugging it in and into the garage or whatever, dragging the cord out. Your RV is always on. You can walk into it and you can turn the lights on, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. So we are going to jump into talking about some of the specific units that really just stood out and wowed us in the different lines over the last couple of days. But first, we just want to pause and thank our sponsor, Thetford. Part of living your best life at the campground is, of course, making sure that your RV stays in tip-top condition. You know, you'll hear from a wonderful dealer that we got to talk to. You're going to hear his episode coming up tomorrow. And he was really emphasizing that when you buy an RV, you're just buying into something that does need love and attention. And if you give it that...
If you love it, it loves you back.
You're going to get what you need back from it. But if you don't give it that, you know, you're going to be severely disappointed in its performance. And I think that the hidden part of that is what you put into your tanks.
You need to love your tanks.
Yes.
And your tanks will love you.
And as soon as you start acting like your tanks on your RV are the same as they are at home, you start the process of breaking down the seals, breaking down the tanks, and all of a sudden they're not going to perform like they're supposed to. But Thetford does all the research. They have their mad scientists at work making sure that their products work specifically with the materials that RVs are made
Thetford
out of.
Thetford loves a happy black tank more than anybody I know. Now, Stephanie, do you want to talk towables first? We'll talk about our favorite towables that we're seeing here at Jayco Homecoming in Las Vegas. Why don't we start with Jay Feather?
Yeah.
And Jay Feather is really exciting
this
year.
You were wowed by the Jay Feather.
Because it's totally different. I mean, he totally redid the John Fisher, the product manager. The exterior look is totally different, and the interior look is totally different because you have the modern farmhouse as the option.
So what's different about the exterior?
The exterior is more streamlined.
Yes,
it's sort
it
of
is.
A white and silver and black package. It's really sharp looking, and it'll match any truck. It'll match any tow vehicle. And then you combine that exterior look with the modern farmhouse on the inside. And for a pretty affordable travel trailer, this thing, it has a luxurious look to it. So check out all the Jay Feathers. The one that we gravitated to really liking is the 27BHB, and that's a double over double bunkhouse. It has the nice sofa and the dinette. You can go check that out online soon. These aren't even all up yet on Jayco's website.
We did a photo spread of this one on our social media, so you can go over to our Instagram page and see all, you know, the 10 photos that you put up. We'll put some in this blog post over at rvfta.com.
And it just has a couple nice features that make it different than some of the Jay Feather bunkhouses from the past, you kind of have the half wall that comes across the master bedroom that's got kind of the shoe cubby and some storage. And then it has a real door, a right. real retractable door and not a curtain. A lot of the ultralights of the past, like our White Hawk years mm-hmm. ago, had a curtain. The curtains, you're not seeing them anymore.
This also has a door and entry to the bathroom from the exterior, which some in particular families are really looking for. The idea that kids can go in and out of the RV from outside without tromping through the rest of the RV, that can be at the top of people's punch lists when they're shopping.
And the TV is directly across from the sofa.
That's another thing at the top of people's lists.
With ultralight travel trailers, you had to crane your neck, 90 degrees to the left to look at the TV, which was on that wall separating the bedroom. It seems like the design has shifted to putting the TV on the wall across from the sofa, which makes all the sense in the world.
All right, so the next thing that we wanted to talk about was the White Hawks, because my, how have the White Hawks changed since we were pulling one around this beautiful country?
They got a fresh new exterior look last year. I think that largely carried over. There might be some small mm-hmm. differences there. Really attractive on the outside, but now Modern Farmhouse is available in a White Hawk. And it looks beautiful. And you really love the rear living model White Hawks, which with kids, we're not going to get one right now.
So John Fisher has actually differentiated the J-Feather and the White Hawk line a little more than they have been in the past. And we talked to him a little bit about this. We should probably have him on the show.
It's time
at
to
some
get John
point
Fisher back on.
In the future to talk about this. Because he really decided that the White Hawk line was geared towards a lot more couples that were purchasing RVs. And the J-Feather, he was seeing a lot more younger families. And he actually started to represent that buying pattern within his layouts. And the White Hawk lineup, which we had a quad bunkhouse White Hawk years ago, the White Hawk lineup has really paid attention to what is great for couples out there. And you know what? That's important. Not everybody wants a bunkhouse. And this is a beautiful model because you feel like you are in a fifth wheel when you are in that living space with
so
that
space.
Island in the middle.
Just to confirm what you're saying, I'm looking at the brochure for White Hawk. There's 12 floor plans. Two of them have bunks,
yeah,
so you could still
yeah.
get a bunkhouse if you have kids. But 10 of them are really couples
yeah.
coaches, and they have really big windows in the back, really comfortable seating, theater
sometimes
seating.
Sometimes big kitchens.
Kitchen
like he
islands.
Has, right. So he has something. He knows sometimes, my couples are going to want a big bathroom, or my couples are going to want a big kitchen or a big living area. So he has models that really can address that. And I think it's market driven. So, you know what? I'm happy to see it. And I'm happy to see beautiful RV options for everybody who's shopping.
One of the things that I was happy to see that really floored me, and I feel like, everyone's talking about the modern farmhouse and all these fifth wheels and everything. I walked into a Jayco Hummingbird, the 17 RB. I've always loved the cute little hummingbirds. And it was in the modern farmhouse decor. And it looks so much bigger with the light-colored interiors
yeah.
and that shiplap look on the rear wall.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped in. I was like, this thing looks 5 foot bigger than the previous year's model. It's the same floor plan.
Yeah, it's amazing what it did to the interiors. Those hummingbirds had great floor plans. And the one downside to me was it did feel too small
too
when you were in there. That canned ham shape, that curved roof can kind of take you to that place of like feeling cramped on the inside. Even though the floor plans were great, like this is the rear bathroom that you just mentioned. That rear bathroom is a gigantic, spacious bathroom for that sized RV.
And I think in the past few years, we've heard from a lot of solo women campers
yes.
who kind of looked at the Hummingbird, but then said, it's not that cute inside. It's not, it's too dark inside. Take a look at it again, if that's you. Somebody in our Facebook group saw a picture and they were like, oh my God, I think that's what I want now.
Yes, this is a state park beauty. These Hummingbirds, if you really want to camp in those state parks, more rustic, more off the grid, you need to take a look at these.
All
but
right.
then on the flip side, you could also look at the North Points if
the
you want something
we're sitting,
gigantic.
We are surrounded by three yeah. gigantic North Points right now where we're sitting here in the convention center at the Venetian at Jayco Homecoming. And the exterior is this really crisp, clear, cool white color now.
They've changed the color of the exterior.
Yep. Looks fantastic. Now, we are not the large fifth wheel customer. But you and I love to walk in them and look around in them, even though it's not what we would want.
Well, we're not at that season of life, but a lot of people are. There's people that have seasonal sites, even with young children, and that know that they want a camper that's going to make them the most comfortable that they can be at that seasonal site that they go back to year after year. And then there's people who maybe are snowbirds, who have, you know, a campground that they go to for 6 months out of every year. And when you walk into these North Points, you're walking into a home. You truly are.
I have mentioned getting a seasonal again to you, which you're saying, no, now's not the time.
Yeah.
And you're saying, well, I don't want a seasonal with our toy hauler anyway.
I would do a fifth wheel.
I would want a fifth wheel.
Absolutely. If we were really settled into a seasonal site and one worked with our schedule and our life and we could spend enough time there to make it worth it, which is our challenge now, I would absolutely look for a fifth
wheel. We were the seasonal site owners that renters that were never there.
We weren't there.
Everyone around us was like, why are you guys paying for the seasonal? You're never here. And it did. It was a tough year for us because we were kind of in two different worlds with that. But
because we wanted to enjoy it. We just didn't have the time.
Seasonal site's amazing. Yeah. And if you're thinking of doing a seasonal, take a look at the Jayco North Point. It doesn't get much better. So let's take a quick break and thank our sponsor.
Go RVing
before we dive in and talk about some motorized rigs that we love.
All right. Now, this is a good time to point out that Go RVing has a really great tool on their website for you folks out there that are still deciding what type of RV is good for you. And Go RVing is great at providing these educational resources. They, of course, tap into us a lot to say, hey, can you show people what are the different types of RVs or what different types of floor plans might work for different people? They're really into educating people before an RV purchase.
If you go to their Facebook page and scroll down through the posts, there's going to be a lot of educational posts there that are going to help you pick the RV that's right for you, because there's a lot of different types of RVs out there. It's not easy to pick the right one.
Right. So start at GoRVing.com, click on their Compare RV tabs, and you can find all these tools to help you compare what kind of RV would be good for your family. Find your way. Go RVing.
Now, Stephanie, would a Jayco Seneca 37L be good for our family?
I would. If you want to give me a Seneca, I'll take it.
I was surprised
the motorized units.
You're usually not like into the big blingy motorhomes. So this is a Class C diesel.
I think it's Class A, not blingy.
You know what? You nailed it. We walked into the Seneca 37L, which has bunks, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk into some of these high end Class C diesels, you don't always see the bunk beds. But our family would fit in this thing just fine.
Oh my gosh. The floor plan is so open and spacious.
I've never seen a larger, more spacious floor plan.
No, it's so open and airy. And everybody that's been listening to the show for a while knows that it's my little bit of claustrophobia that I have that I think comes out when I'm experiencing RVs. It's the same reason why in the Class B, the only ones I like are the rear bath, because it keeps it from feeling tight on the inside. I'm very sensitive to closed in areas. I want my RVs.
Maggie would be in heaven. In a Jayco Seneca with her little doggy bed in the middle of the floor.
The bed that comes down over the driver's seat still for the kids, the bunks in addition, there's plenty of sleeping room.
Tell everyone what you loved about the bedroom.
So the bed hinges. And so it easily turns into this almost like day bed kind of sitting up area. And I love that because I think that it helps make the bedroom feel like an additional sitting area during the day. I could be back there reading a book with a nice big window across the back so I can still see out and get my scenery. I'm not in a cave bedroom, right, which is nice. I think our family would be so comfortable in that Seneca.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean,
let's address price right here too, because the Seneca is a more expensive Class C option than some of the other rigs we're going to talk about.
Six-figure option.
But let's talk about always reminding people to compare the price of your towable and your tow vehicle when thinking about the price of a motorized.
And in Seneca, you're getting a diesel engine.
Yeah, well, I mean, diesel trucks out there, they're $60,000, right? New diesel trucks.
So if you're pairing a dually and a fifth wheel that's expensive, then you could be shopping for a Seneca.
And I'm shopping for a Seneca in my head now.
Okay. Now, if you want to save a little money,
if
you're at a different price
point. If you
don't
want to do fuzzy math like Stephanie's doing right now.
The Greyhawk line looks beautiful. I love the kind of simple stripped down exterior. You've got the modern farmhouse on the interior as an option. We stepped into the Jayco Greyhawk 30Z, which says it's a redesigned floor plan. It was, to me, it was unrecognizable. It looked like a new floor plan, but I guess it's based off an earlier iteration. And just the modern farmhouse looks really different in different models. We loved the way it looked in this 30Z.
Yeah, it was great. This is definitely, obviously, we would go for bunks if we were doing a Greyhawk.
This is not a bunk.
But
house.
This isn't. And this was more along the lines of what we would look at if we weren't worried about bunks. And let's face it. This has Greyhawks. You can get the over cab bed. So you do not have to have a bunk model just because you have kids to get a Greyhawk.
If you have one kid, you don't got to bother.
If you have two kids and one will sleep up there, one will sleep on the couch, two will sleep up there, you don't have to do bunk houses.
This had a huge amount of counter space. You know, and once you get the classy bunk house, you're always going to get limited counter space. This had like a full RV kitchen. Loved the booth dinette. Loved the comfortable sofa. And it really had shiplap. It had wood.
Right. It's wood. Exactly. So in the lighter travel trailers, you're going to see a sort of wallpaper version of shiplap. It looks good, though. It doesn't look cheap at all. And then in the more expensive units, the higher price points, and the heavier units, of course, you're going to actually see the wooden shiplap in various places, not just above the headboards of the beds, but as different accent decor throughout the rig. They did something different now, and they're really making an attempt to tie the decor through the entire rig, not just say, oh, we did modern farmhouse in the kitchen.
Oh, it's,
but
we gave you your lighter colors.
Same.
No, yeah. I mean, it has all these unique little touches.
Now, the big star of the show for me, I think, I shouldn't say star of the show, surprise of the show.
Because we have not given the Jayco Alante enough love.
No, I don't
we
think
I've
looked
given at it closely enough,
enough
over
look.
The years.
Right.
Yeah.
So at this show, I saw the Alante 31B, and I really like that.
It's okay. So if you're looking for your first Class A motorhome, you know, you're somebody that might also be looking at a Greyhawk, but oh, maybe I'll step up into a Class A. This is an affordable Class A option from Jayco, the Alante. But with the modern farmhouse interior, it looks more expensive than it is, I think, if that
makes
sense.
Yeah, it definitely gave it a it just, like, classed it up a lot, just made it feel super fresh, new. I think that that's the thing, is that these different interiors made some things we've seen before feel completely
Thank
new.
Thank you. You put your finger on it. The Jayco Alante in the past did not grab my attention.
Right.
Now it did.
Now it did.
Now
yeah,
I looked at it like,
yeah.
Okay, I could be in one of
I
these.
I think they worked to make that happen. Like, it was like, okay.
It popped.
Yeah, it popped for us. And so this is, you know, this is another point. We haven't, look, the bottom line is if you look at sales numbers, more people buy towable units than buy motorized. And our content on our podcast reflects the percentage of people that own towables versus motorized.
It's about 90 to 10.
Right. So we often cover towables more because we know that is just more of the people out there are looking for that content. However, we really did kind of want to correct on that while we were here. We haven't had Ryan Esch on the show, who is the director of the motorized lineup for Jayco.
We talk classes with him.
And it was nice because I think this is the perfect time to do it because they just rolled out things that caught our eye, caught our attention, helped us as serious towable owners think about being motorized owners for the first time in a long time.
90% of RV owners are towable owners, but a lot
now.
Of them are dreaming. Well,
a lot of them are dreaming
about motorhomes, mm-hmm. you know, and I certainly do. I've said this on the podcast many times. I mean, it is sort of a bucket list thing for me at some point in life to have a motorhome. We're going to take pictures of all of these units. Okay, so every single unit we talked about, we'll do an exterior photo and an interior photo, and we'll put that in the show notes with a little reminder and
right.
a write-up of each unit, and we'll put in that Facebook Live where we went into
yep.
so many of them and really talked about the things that we loved. Stephanie, what's the best thing we've had to eat here in Las Vegas at the Venetian? We've had great food.
Okay, the Yardbird was the best overall meal. It was phenomenal.
Can we go back there before we leave?
I know you're
leave?
Pushing. It's so hard. You want to go back, and I always want to try something new.
I
want to
try something
myself.
New at Yardbird. I had the best chicken and waffles
so
I've ever
good.
Had in my life. It pains me to say that the chicken and waffles at the Yardbird at the Venetian in Las Vegas is better than the Early Bird Diner in Charleston, but I just said it.
Well, he said to me in this whisper voice during the meal, he's like, it's embarrassing how good this meal is. We're in
they
Vegas.
They put bourbon
it's
in
so
the maple
good.
Syrup.
Yeah, it was amazing. Everything
now,
about
it. It was probably three times as much as it is to get chicken and waffles at the Early Bird Diner in Charleston.
But we didn't have
it's
our kids with us to drive up the bell.
And what about that milkshake you got last night at the burger place inside the Venetian? You got that
$15
churro milkshake.
Yeah, but it had a choco taco stuck to the
and
top of
churros.
It. And two churros. It was a cinnamon toast crunch milkshake. I mean, come on.
Some of you out there that travel and have done Vegas more than Stephanie and I have, I didn't realize it was such a foodie destination.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't even have to leave the casinos. There's great restaurants in
and
the casinos.
And I told you that. I said, look, we're going to Vegas. We're going to be working most of the time, I said, and in our free time, I just want to eat really good meals.
Yeah, and now look, we're talking, the boys are so jealous we're here without them. And we're kind of talking about maybe next summer flying into Vegas and renting a motorhome. And doing the Grand Canyon and doing some Utah and showing the boys Vegas in a very controlled way during daylight hours.
Daylight hours only. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and we'll come back tomorrow. We'll be here at Jayco Homecoming. We're going to talk to Ryan Esch about Classy Motorhomes. And we're going to talk to a family-owned Jayco dealer, which is a really awesome interview. So tune in the next 2 days for those podcasts, and we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground. Ground.